What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah! Yes! We are going to crush it, brother! It is a Monday, but that doesn't matter to us because we're here to make Mondays great. And don't be a fool. Get back to school, all you little brats.
You were doing so good until then.
I was.
You were on a roll.
It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Good morning and welcome. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Pump it up. Back to school in most of the listening area. Remember, if you don't have, you're like, I'm not worried. My kids are growing up, or I don't have any kids. You're going to be impacted. Traffic will be much heavier. You'll see the changes, of course, and then school zones. Remember, put the phones down, really, and then you've got school buses. Some of them are not totally familiar with their routes. Mm-hmm. Kids not totally familiar with where do I get the bus, running across the street. You know, all the things, you just got to be on high alert, head on a swivel.
Yeah. The first couple of weeks are always a little crazy for everybody. And then
absolutely.
It settles down a little bit. But,
right. It's better to be prepared.
Yep.
And then you get through it.
Yep.
Here come the Doge.
Where now?
Maybe it's a good time to get out of Dodge if you don't want to deal with the Doge. You know where I'm headed.
Uh-huh.
Gainesville City Manager Cynthia Curry turned in her letter of resignation on Friday and will step down on November 21st, 4 years after being hired by the city. And she was there for 4 years. Here's what she said, quote, "After thoughtful reflection, I believe this is the appropriate time to transition leadership and allow for new vision to guide the organization forward," unquote.
Interesting.
Also, I think in here somewhere.
It's very interesting timing, though.
Well, and it is a good time to head out of Dodge before the feces hits the fan.
That explains it. Now there's an answer.
Now,
might not have been accurate, but it was an answer.
It might be highly accurate, but not contained within her resignation letter.
That's a possibility.
She said, "It's been the honor of my career to serve the people of Gainesville, work the direction of the city commission in the pursuit of excellence, accountability, and innovation in local government." Huh. Okay. You know what they say, one out of three ain't bad. Yeah. And what's the innovation? Well, we got smart garbage cans.
Hey, they know when they're almost full. That's let you know.
Gainesville Mayor Harvey Ward said the city commission will work toward finding an interim city manager before November 21st so the new person can work with Curry to ensure a smooth transition. But why? The timing is very suspect. That doesn't mean that Ms. Curry did not do a good job. Honestly, I don't know. She may be leaving because maybe she saw some things.
Mm.
And maybe she sees the writing on the wall, and now the Doge, and she's like, you know, not sure I want to be all involved in this mess.
It will be interesting because, you know, looking at a few responses on the Book of Faces over the weekend, there were folks that actually had made some positive comments that I know are pretty staunch conservative-minded.
Right.
That are somewhat associated or familiar with the city and how things go. And they actually said she was not bad at her job, which can be a compliment in when you're talking about Gainesville.
Well, when you say the timing is suspect, that doesn't mean she's suspect of anything.
No, not at
it
all.
Just means that, but we're trying to read the tea leaves. What does it mean that after 4 years, and like you say, you know, people seem to be happy with her performance. It didn't seem to come up as an issue. So, yeah, so why?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's, you know, the good people bail out first, and sometimes the not-so-good people bail out first. And we don't know.
No.
We don't know. But it is, at the very least, interesting for sure. Hey, let me catch up over the weekend. Preseason NFL football. Bucks 29-7 over the Titans. And Kyle Trask, former Gator, looked very, very good. I want to say he was 12 for 14 in passes. The Jags lost 31-25 to Pittsburgh. But the Jags had a 70-yard field goal. 70 yards. That's an NFL record. I thought I heard one of the announcers say it doesn't count because it's not during the regular season. But it's an NFL, officially sanctioned NFL game, preseason, but 70 yards is still 70 yards.
Still impressive.
I mean, yeah, it's not like, well, during the preseason, the winds usually come out of the southeast at 14 miles an hour, thereby giving him, now, he kicked a 70-yard field goal. So that's pretty impressive. And then you got the Dolphins and the Bears. They tied at 24 in a preseason. They're like, their clock's done, so are we.
Yeah.
We're out of here. We're clocking out. They don't go into overtime. So that's how that works. All right, so Cash Patel in the spotlight for a couple of different things. He's been hard at work in his first 200 days of the Trump administration. Those efforts include rescuing children, stopping human traffickers, and drug seizures. And it was Cash Patel himself, the director, that was highlighting some of this stuff on Saturday, put it out on some social media posts. And he said, look, we got 1,500 kilos of fentanyl they seized. 1,500 kilos, 2.2 pounds. That's a lot. In fact, he said that's enough lethal doses to kill 113 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Americans. I mean, it's theoretical, but
that's still incredible numbers when you think
about it. It is enough to kill a ton of people.
Yeah.
Seizures to date are 25% increases from the same time period over last year, which that's phenomenal, really. The seizures are up now.
Right. Well, because we have less activity going on, so the fact that they are accomplishing good things with less activity at the border itself, that's pretty cool.
Yep. Hey, we talked about a lot of subjects with Mark Levin and his new book that came out on Friday, On Power.
Oh, yeah.
It's called, and, you know, when we have an interview like that, and we can't catch all of them all the time. We got a great back-to-school interview coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. And we know you're busy, so we make it easy with the Bob Rose Show podcast. Every minute, every issue, on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Apple, Spotify, iHeart. Also, Cash Patel getting some blowback because apparently he's attempting to clean house.
Ooh.
So details on that coming up. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Monday, and it's back to school for a lot of folks. Be aware, you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Or just tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:21, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. First day of school for a lot of folks in the listening area. Back to school. Be aware of that. Head on a swivel. Phones down. Looking around, taking charge, and because the little kids, some of them don't have a clue.
Yep.
They're nervous. They're scared. And
so are the parents.
And so are the bus drivers.
Yes. And by the way, on the whole bus down, phone down in the school zone, if you need some inspiration, they will ticket you very quickly for that. Just saying, if you need a little prompting there, yes, it's for safety, but they don't mess around with that one.
Yeah.
So,
and no one really wants to talk to you that early anyway, so put your phone down.
They might be a little grumpy.
Don't be a doofus.
No, don't do that.
All right. Let's see. Top story. One of them, for sure, is time to clean up D.C. So we'll dig into that in just a second. But first, a group of former FBI intelligence, diplomatic, and national security officials released a letter blasting FBI Director Kash Patel and Deputy Director Dan Bongino for firing several bureau agents, saying they were targeted for not being loyal to President Trump. Oh, there's a big difference between not being loyal and going out of your way and using your powers for purely political purposes to hurt, destroy, or undermine this president.
Yep.
And everybody knows the difference. And the fact that they're lashing out, that to me, that's it. That means Kash Patel and Dan Bongino are doing the job.
Because that's one of those he doth protest too much kind of situations.
Oh, yeah.
If you've got to fight it, you know you're guilty.
Oh, and anybody who signs any letter, you know, that has a bunch of intel names on it.
Oh, yeah.
You've already been completely discredited as a bunch of lying sacks. So you can give up on that.
Yeah.
But Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, good.
Yes.
You know, the opposition is going to say it's not about reform, it's about control. No, you got to reform it. You got to get people out of there that are not putting their jobs first. They're putting politics first. Mm-hmm. If you put politics first and you're FBI agent, you got to go.
Absolutely.
It's pretty simple.
Yep.
And if same thing, if they're using it for political purposes, you know, to benefit a Republican, it doesn't matter. Got to go. Everybody has a little bit of bias, but when you exert yourself, your job, and the power that you possess as an FBI agent, for instance, and you do it that way, it's wrong, and it's unacceptable, and you're just not fit for that kind of a job. You're just not. Not everybody is. And so if you're a political hack, get the heck out. Now let's talk about Washington, D.C. It was funny. I was watching ABC News this morning, right? A little catch me up and find out, well, you know, all the big stories.
Sure.
If they're talking about them and then how they handle them. And it was like, oh, too obvious and easy. You know, when they talked about violent crime in Washington, D.C., they made it sound like Trump's the authoritarian, bringing in the National Guard, even though nobody wants him to. There's a court date today where California is trying to sue him for the National Guard role there in L.A. Remember that? That they weren't wanted or needed. And the way they did this, it was like Trump's the bad guy. He's the authoritarian. He's bringing troops on the ground everywhere. And they had to get this in here. Even though Washington, D.C., even though crime is down from last year, crime is down.
Like, I got a question then.
Okay.
Could crime be, air quotes here, down because they basically have, I don't know, legalized some crimes for young people?
Yeah. Yes.
So if you don't report it as a crime, mm-hmm. your statistical numbers will be down for crime.
Or if you just fail to report some of the crimes in general to the FBI, which we know has taken place in the past, then that also is not put in there as part of the statistics. So we know there's a little bit of a game going on there.
But the reality is we have seen this carjacking skyrocket. We have seen some congressional staff members carjacked and family members carjacked. I mean, it's bad. It's
and that
really
the
bad.
The Doge guy known as Big Balls, he got, you know, the heck beat out of him as he was trying to help a woman who was being attacked.
Yeah.
So, it's not safe.
For anybody.
And Trump wants to clean it up. And I got to tell you, the people that live there, I would think wholeheartedly are supporting his actions. They want it to be safe. It's their town. Mm-hmm. President Donald Trump announced he'll hold a press conference at the White House on Monday, outlining a plan to essentially stop violent crime in D.C. following a recent federal law enforcement surge in the city. He said on Truth Social Saturday morning that he will host a White House press conference. The announcement comes after a series of federal actions in response to violent incidents in the city. August 7th, Trump ordered federal law enforcement agencies, including U.S. Park Police, FBI, DEA, ATF, and divisions of ICE, to patrol D.C. for 7 days. The move followed the assault of Edward Korenstein, the 19-year-old software engineer and member of the Department of Government Efficiency, who was known online by the name Big Balls. Korenstein was attacked in early August by a group of 10 individuals outside his car. 10 individuals outside his car in an upscale neighborhood. Upscale neighborhood.
Okay.
Less than 2 miles from the White House.
Wow.
Two 15-year-old suspects from Maryland were arrested and charged with unarmed carjacking, according to authorities. Additional suspects are being sought. So then kind of the follow-up to that, the president, vowed to make D.C. safer and more beautiful than it ever was, adding that he would be cleaning out the homeless and putting criminals in jail. And on another post on Truth Social, he explained that just like the border, changes to the nation's capital would occur very fast. And again, announced that he'll be holding a press conference today. And he also might just point at Nancy Pelosi and go, "Inside traitor!"
Well, it could be. Did you say traitor or traitor?
I don't know.
Does it matter?
If the shoe fits.
Okay.
6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and Eric Holder in the news? Obama's old wingman? What's he up to? We'll find out. We'll share it with you. It's all coming up. 97.3, The Sky. Ocala, don't be jealous of Gainesville, because sometimes they get more attention than you. 6:39 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Welcome, welcome. First day of school in a lot of places. Marion Anilatch, Ware County, Gilchrist County. Lots of folks back to school. Be aware of that. Really drive safe. Eyes on the road. Cell phones down. Take it seriously. Mm-hmm. It'll be a little hectic. Maybe give yourself a few extra minutes because you know traffic is going to be busy. But interesting. A group of people in Gainesville, and there's always a group, it's the same people that like to protest. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're at, 13th and University. Sometimes they're down the street in the northwest part of town. But this time, apparently, they put, like, fences around themselves, like, caged themselves in because they are against, the deportation of violent... violent illegal aliens.
Yeah, so they kind of built their own alligator Alcatraz on the side of the road with But see, here's the mistake they made. They only put the chain link on three sides. They don't even know how to build a decent cell.
Well,
I mean, come on.
Well, they're Democrats. If they put four sides on it, there's a good chance that they might not figure out how to get out. So there's that.
Good point.
But yeah, they tried to put themselves in a little cage, a little demonstration, and that went viral. That's national. I think even President Trump picked up on it. You know, look, you're entitled to do that. They didn't hurt anybody.
No.
That's fine. But it puts Gainesville on the map for, in my opinion, all the wrong reasons.
Unfortunately. That's true. So Ocala, other communities, don't be jealous just because some idiots in Gainesville got some attention over the weekend.
Yeah.
And be proud. Be proud.
You probably have your own nutbags in your towns, too, but, you know, maybe they're a little more quiet.
We all have our own.
Yeah.
It's kind of like family, you know? And we all know who they are.
Yes. And unfortunately, sometimes they escape from the attic and show up and cage themselves on the side of the road.
Yeah.
What's old Wingman up to? Remember Eric Holder?
He
was Obama's buddy. This is where the left, once again, tells you exactly what you need to know about them. And he fell right into it. Sucker! So the host of NBC's Meet the Press, Kristen Welker, loves to do her leading little questions. But this one actually, well, here's what she said. President Trump has launched investigations into many of his perceived political foes. It's just perceived that they're political foes. It's just his perception, right?
It's not real.
They're not really his foes, according to her. Including former President Barack Obama and New York Attorney General Letitia James, Democratic Senator Adam Schiff. I'm naming just a few of the people that you have described this as the, quote, weaponization of the Justice Department, which is, she said, by the way, the same criticism President Trump has made about the DOJ under former President Biden. So let me ask you about that. How do you respond to the argument by President Trump that the Biden Justice Department started this, which we know is true?
Yeah.
Holder said, well, I think that's just totally inconsistent with the facts.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a predicate for all of the things, a basis for investigations, the moves that the Justice Department did. Yeah, we know it. The fake dossier, is that what you're talking about? All the lies that were told? Yeah. And he said, but it gets better. He said, I would ask, you know, those who are on the Justice Department now, those were in the White House now because they are married. And I'm like, who's he talking about married? Wait, Agent Strzok and the attorney working for the FBI, they were not married.
Well,
so he's not talking about them.
Not to each other.
He said, now he's referring to the DOJ and the FBI. Figured it out.
Exactly.
He said they're joined at the hip in ways that we've not seen before, where the White House is essentially telling the Justice Department with what to do regard to its investigatory power. What, in fact, is the predicate that you are looking at? Do you ever watch the news?
Wow.
Eric Holder? I don't know. Tulsi Gabbard gave a couple of press conferences where she released incredibly damning information about Obama, about John Brennan, James Clapper, Comey, the head of the FBI at the time. I mean, damning evidence. Does he pay any attention to that? You want a predicate? There's your predicate. What's the basis for an investigation when you're talking about Senator Schiff, Attorney General James? Certainly it's absurd, this notion of looking at President Obama with regard to the actions that he supposedly took. It's all documented. Documented from, you know, when you were all in power. There's simply no factual basis to these. To these investigations. No factual basis. So he basically is denying. And I don't know what Welker's follow-up, but a simple follow-up would be, so all that the information that was declassified and DNI Director Tulsi Gabbard shared with everyone, what do you think that is? Is that all made up? Is that fake documentation like the dossier? Is it fake like that?
Amazing.
And that's just one of the reasons why NBC never hired me.
Yeah.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Ton of stuff still to talk about. Never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. 97.3 The Sky. It's Monday. Back to school. Well, good morning and welcome. It is 6:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's back to school day. Yep. So it's going to be a little busier, a little more hectic that we've become accustomed to over the summer. So just adjust for that. Give yourself a couple extra minutes. Really, head on a swivel. Some kids will be confused. Some parents will be confused. And maybe even some bus drivers. So, but we all work together. We'll have a great, safe first day of school. And law enforcement's paying attention. You better pay attention to school zones, the speed limits. And remember, you can't be on your phone in a school zone. It rhymes, so you can remember it. You're welcome. Hey, Bucks look good. Preseason game. Kyle Trask, former Gator, looked very, very good. He got plenty of playing time in there. He was, 12 for 14 passing. Anyway, Bucks won over the Titans 29-7. Just preseason, but he did look good, and that's a highlight. The Jags lost 31-25 to Pittsburgh. A pretty tight game. The highlight of that game was a 70-yard field goal that the Jags hit. That's a NFL record. And then the Dolphins tied Chicago 24 apiece. So there you go. Oh, and Major League Baseball had their first female umpire, and so it is history. It is interesting, though. Look, the NBA, I think they've had for a while, NFL even.
They were a little slow to the party, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly why. It sounds like she has plenty of experience. I don't think it was one of those things where you go, hey, we need a broad over here. We need to make it look good for diversity. Mm-hmm. I think she paid her dues and was good enough to make it to that level. So good for her.
She's been a jock her whole life. She played softball herself. I think she played soccer. So she was actually a tough chick back in the day, too.
Yeah, she looked like she could hold her own. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Umpire Jen Powell made Major League Baseball history on Saturday, and she took the cap that she wore and donated it to the Hall of Fame.
Nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
She was called up to officiate the Braves-Marlins game Saturday. 48-year-old New Jersey native worked the bases during Saturday's doubleheader at Truist Park, and then took her place behind the plate for Sunday's game. I saw like kind of a meme, a little short thing, where I think it was early on in the game, and she called a strike on what clearly was a ball, according to the little box that outlines it.
Right.
And I thought, really? So she made a bad call, and you got to highlight that and make it go viral?
Oh,
I just didn't understand the significance of that. It's like,
that happens every
break.
Day.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Give me a break. If you played baseball, the umpires are blind as bats. Anyway, come on, man. Unless you're a pitcher. Anyway, she said, the dream actually came true today. I'm still living it. I'm so grateful to my family, Major League Baseball. Yeah, sounds nice. Look, she was all-conference softball selection at Hofstra University on Long Island. Been an umpire for more than a decade at the amateur level. Worked AAA baseball. Became the first female ump in 34 years in the minors. So
she's a go-getter.
Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah.
Good for her and good for baseball. And
sure.
Not because she's a woman, though, because she was good enough to umpire at the major league level.
And that's an accomplishment.
But we keep
keep
making it. You know, what color are they? What gender are they?
Even when we don't know the difference between a man and a woman.
Come on, man. I'm trying to keep it light with baseball. And you want to bring the Supreme Court into it.
Well, just saying. When they don't know, something's wrong.
Hey, what's going on with the socialist mayor wannabe, who very well may be the mayor? Andrew Cuomo calls on socialist Zoran Mamdani to move out. I'm moving out. Reminds me of a Billy Joel song.
Yeah. Anthony's song.
Yeah, he wants him to move out, but out of his rent-stabilized apartment.
Okay, there we go. He's using the system to his own advantage right
yes,
now.
Yes, he is. Posted on X, Cuomo pointed out that Mom Donnie and his wife are wealthy, have had weddings on three continents, and that together they likely make well over $200,000. Cuomo added that although Mom Donnie is a rich person, he and his wife pay $2,300 a month for an apartment in Astoria, which should be housing for someone who needs it. Just gives you an idea about New York when $2,300 is like rock bottom basement price.
Oof.
Like, yeah, thanks, but no thanks.
Uh-huh.
I like it right here in the Sunshine State. It is 6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Got a ton of stuff heading your way. It is the first day of school. Drive safe. And you're listening to 97.3, The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.